And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal. Clifford. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Sweater looks as good on you as my sweater looks on me. Sure was nice of my Aunt Sue to send these to us, wasn't it, buddy? Come on, T-Bone. It's time for us two good-looking guys to go out and greet the world.
Sheriff Lewis?
Well, hello, Jetta.
Oh, T-Bone! You are just so absolutely adorable in that little purple sweater.
Huh? Oh,
what? He does look pretty sharp, doesn't he?
Oh, he's the cutest little thing I've ever seen. Yes, he is!
Is she kidding? He looks ridiculous.
Bet I have a yummy tummy yummy for such a cute little doggy.
What?
Thank you, Jetta.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day, Sheriff Lewis.
You too.
Have you seen Clifford? I was supposed to meet him at the beach, but I can't find him.
He's pretty hard to miss.
Oh, would you look at that? Isn't that the cutest thing? Let's give him a bite of our leftover fish.
Huh?
There you go, you little cutie. Doesn't he just look adorable in that little sweater?
How embarrassing, T-Bone.
Huh?
Don't you know what that means when humans call you adorable?
Doesn't it mean they like me?
If you were a person, it would mean they like you. But when they say that about a dog, it means you look really silly.
Really?
Oh, of course. You know, Clifford and Cleo are gonna get a good laugh when they see you in that silly sweater.
They will?
I know I did when I saw you this morning.
They won't laugh at me. They're my friends.
They're still gonna laugh. See?
Wow. I do look silly. What am I gonna do, Mac?
You could take it off.
I don't know. Sheriff Lewis gave it to me.
You can put it back on before you go home. He'll never know.
I don't know.
I'll hold on to it for you and make sure nothing happens to it.
Really? Thanks, Mac.
Here, let me help you take it off.
Huh? Gee, Mac, it doesn't look bad on you.
Oh, trust me, T-Bone. This sweater doesn't look good on anyone. Now, help me get this thing off.
What you guys looking at?
Clifford hit our volleyball.
Oh.
Here it comes! I got it! I got it! Well, I almost had it.
Good game, Cleo. Now what do you want to play?
Uh-oh. Sheriff Lewis is gonna feel really bad if he sees me without my sweater. I know. Let's play hide and go seek.
There's no good place to hide at the beach.
Sure there is. Watch.
Morning.
Ruff, ruff.
Whoa! T-Bone, Sheriff Lewis just went by.
He did?
Yeah, didn't you hear him?
Well, yeah.
So why didn't you come out?
Well, I was showing you guys a good hiding place at the beach. See how good it was? Sheriff Lewis never even knew I was here.
Okay, whatever.
So, okay then. Let's play hide and go seek.
Nah, let's go play something in Cleo's yard.
Hey guys, want to see some of my new funny faces? Watch this.
I can do one, too. Wait!
That's, pretty good, T-Bone.
Okay, my turn. I'm gonna do a scary face. Watch.
Oh, no!
Okay, now don't be scared. Whoa, I didn't know I looked that scary.
Gee, Cleo, it seems like every time Sheriff Lewis goes by, T-Bone hides.
Yeah, you're right. T-Bone, are you hiding from Sheriff Lewis?
Sheriff Lewis? Is he here? Oh, where? I don't see him. Too bad. I guess I missed him.
T-Bone, what's going on? Why are you hiding from Sheriff Lewis?
Because I don't want him to see me without my purple sweater.
Sweater? What sweater?
Sheriff Lewis gave me this purple sweater, but I took it off. And I know his feelings are gonna be hurt if he sees me without it.
Why did you take it off in the first place?
Because Mac told me I look cute and silly in it, and that you guys would laugh at me.
Mac told you that?
And you believed him?
Cleo and I are your friends, T. We'd never laugh at you.
I knew that. It's just that Mac sounded so sure.
T-Bone, we don't care what you wear. We like you.
So I can go get my purple sweater and put it back on now?
Sure.
Good, because I really like it.
Look, here it comes now.
No, T-Bone. This is my sweater. Oh, Jetta thought you looked so cute in your sweater that she bought me one just like it. This one is yours.
I think it looks really nice on you, Mac.
Me too.
Hey, look at us. We're twins.
Oh, boy.
Come on, guys. Let's go over to the library and play tag.
You're gonna let me play with you while I'm wearing this?
It's not the sweater we want to play with. It's the dog inside.
Really? Well, okay then. Let's play. Come on, T-Bone. Let's lead the way.
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Puddle Jumpers. One day, Speckle and his friends were playing hopscotch. Speckle was about to begin his turn when suddenly a raindrop fell. Then the sky grew darker and big round raindrops splashed onto the ground, making everything wet. Everyone quickly ran for cover. When the storm stopped and the sun came out, they saw the rain had washed their hopscotch marks away. The sidewalk was so wet, Luna's chalk couldn't draw a new one. It looked like hopscotch was over for the day. But then Speckle figured that instead of hopping in squares, they could hop in the puddles. So they splashed and played in a wet kind of way, and everyone loved the new game they'd invented. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Maybe I can help.
Huh? Oh. You're Skyscraper Jackson!
Skyscraper's an old friend of mine. He's staying with us this weekend.
He's the greatest basketball player in the world! I'll bet he's tall enough to reach that spot on Clifford's back.
I'll give it my best shot.
Looks like he hit the spot.
Emily Elizabeth! Your furball's fur's all over my yard!
Sorry, Mr. Bleakman. We were just brushing him.
Well, someone's gonna have to clean. Skyscraper Jackson.
It's my fault, sir. I'll rake it up.
You brush this dog fur? This dog fur comes from you. This dog fur was brushed by Skyscraper Jackson.
I think Mr. Bleakman is a fan of yours, Skyscraper.
I guess so.
That is so cool that Skyscraper Jackson is staying with you, Emily Elizabeth.
Well, you make a fantastic grilled cheese sandwich, Mark.
Thanks, buddy. It's a talent.
Yeah, he's really nice. Oh, it must be nice for Clifford to have a human more his size for a change. What do you mean, Jetta?
Well, Skyscraper can scratch his belly.
And he can run fast so Clifford doesn't have to wait for him. And his long arms can throw a stick so far that Clifford really has to chase it. It must be so much fun for Clifford.
Yeah. He's never been with anyone so tall before.
Come on, Emily. Let's go skate.
Clifford sure seems happy playing with Skyscraper.
Good dog, Clifford. That's right. Oh, yes. Such a good boy. All right. Go get it. Come on. Let's go. Attaboy, Clifford.
I wonder how basketball players get so tall.
I think they're just born that way. Some people grow tall, some don't.
Well, that's one way. Are there other ways, Jetta?
Of course. Some of them wear things in their shoes to make them taller.
Really?
Uh-huh. And some of them hang from bars like those kids are doing all day long to stretch themselves.
That doesn't sound like it would make you taller, Jetta.
No, it just makes your arms hurt.
Maybe, but there are other ways. Can you help me get tall, Jetta?
Of course. I know just what to do.
Ta-da! These will make you really tall, Emily Elizabeth.
Why do you want to be tall anyway?
Clifford's a big dog, Charlie. He needs someone tall.
Seems like he's happy with you just the way you are.
Come on, Emily Elizabeth, try him. Okay, up you go. Now you're tall. Wow. I'm gonna go show Clifford.
Okay, Clifford, get the ball, boy. Okay, buddy, here comes another one.
Good job, boy! Hiya, Clifford.
Whoa. Look at you. You're as tall as I am.
Yes, she is. Thanks to me. Careful, Clifford! Stop! Whoa! Whoa! Good boy, Clifford.
Whoa!
Yikes!
Whoa!
Careful!
I'll get her.
Look out!
Get her!
Whoa!
Woof, woof. Maybe I'll go over and say hi to Skyscraper. Oh, no! My yard!
You okay, Emily Elizabeth?
Yeah. I'm not very tall anymore.
What's going on here?
I'll clean it right up.
No, never! Nobody touch it! I have a yard full of Skyscraper Jackson crushed flowers.
Mr. Bleakman must really like you, Skyscraper. He doesn't let anyone touch his flowers. Clifford really likes you, too.
And I like Clifford.
I think Clifford likes Skyscraper even more than before, Charlie.
Clifford likes a lot of people, Emily Elizabeth, but he loves you most of all.
Okay, Emily Elizabeth, time to get tall.
What is it?
What's in the box? I hope this works.
I never realized before how nice it is to have a dog around, Clifford. Well, look at that. It's Emily Elizabeth.
Hi, guys!
Woof, woof.
Isn't this great? Now I can brush your back and scratch your head and... Somebody stop me!
Untie some of the balloons, Emily Elizabeth.
I don't like being tall this way. I don't like it at all.
Woof, woof.
He's got you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Wow, Clifford was a real hero. I'd sure love to have a dog like him.
Then I think you should take him.
Take him?
Uh-huh. I really love Clifford, and I want him to be happy. He should be with someone closer to his size. Someone like you.
But Emily Elizabeth, I...
Skyscraper, your delivery's here!
Oh boy, he's here!
Mr. Kibble just brought him over.
Emily Elizabeth, meet Rufus, my new dog.
Your new dog?
I saw how happy you and Clifford are together, so I got myself a dog, too. Rufus and I were made for each other, just like you and Clifford.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys. Did the balloons work, Emily Elizabeth?
No, but it's okay. I know I'm never gonna be as tall as Skyscraper.
Hey, Jetta, wanna see my new dog?
Oh, Emily Elizabeth, how brave of you. You gave Clifford to Skyscraper.
You did?
I know this must be hard for you, but now Clifford will have someone his own size to take care of him.
Here he is, Jetta, my new dog.
But that's not Clifford.
No, this is Rufus.
What a great-looking dog.
But he's so small.
What size got to do with loving someone?
Well, nothing, I guess.
I guess love comes in all shapes, Jetta.
And all sizes.
Come on, everyone, let's play.
Clifford and I know that it's nice when friends play together, and nice when they work together, too. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.
What a great day.
Yep, but it's time to go home now, so we better clean up.
It's gonna take forever to clean this up.
No, it won't. Not if we all work together to get it done.
Thank you.
didn't take long at all.
And it was kind of fun, too.
It's always nice when friends work together. It gets the job done in no time at all. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.